he was firing. In other words, he kept these dynamos going.
Yeah, the machine cutters.
And
the motors, all that stuff.
The dynamo, was that the big unit that supplied the power for...
For the whole mines, yeah.
For the whole mine, the motors and the machine cutters and everything.
The big, I guess they had six or eight of them over at number five there that made the power for all them mines there.
And they kept them going 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And they used coal to keep them going.
Yeah, they used coal to keep them going.
How were the bosses, Dad?
Hmm?
How were your bosses, and did you have like a mine foreman that come around and checked on you?
Oh, we had some pretty good ones, and then we had some damn tough ones.
Of course, they probably didn't check on you too much, because you only got paid for what you dug out yourself, right?
Yeah.
So, they probably really didn't care too much, did they?
No, they didn't care.
If you didn't dig any coal, you didn't get any pay, right?
You know, if they cared too much, you know what they'd done?
What was that?
They run them right down the track.
They run what down the track?
The bosses. Said, get out of town and don't show your face back here again.
Who said that, the men or the?
The men. Some of them tough Frenchmen down there.
They didn't care about the bosses, they tell them to get out, eh?
Tell them to hit the road and don't let us see you anymore.
Oh, yeah?
Boot their fanny right out of there.
No, there was most of the diggers were pretty tough guys.
Oh, yeah. They wouldn't take them. And if they didn't want to pay for the crossbars or something, they'd try to beat you out of that sometime. Bunch of them guys get after him, it'd just be like a bunch of hornets come out. They hit the road, Jack.
After the bosses?
Yeah, don't come back.
Well, weren't some of the bosses tough, though?
When a bunch of men's after them, them miners, they don't know when to quit.
All right.
They
Did they have a lot of fights down in the mines?
Oh, yeah. Cripe, they wouldn't. They have them right out when the train had come in. I whipped one big French one there, and he was going to show off, you know, because I owed some board, and that was over in Stonington.
Yeah. Well, what about, never mind your,
this boss
the time that you beat somebody, yeah, that's,
yeah,
sound like you're bragging. How about the owners, did they treat you, pretty good? Did they give you any extra benefits or anything without the union going after them? Did you?
Not too many. You had to fight for everything you got.
No?
Yeah.
I thought one time you told me you used to go on excursions. Like the owner would have a train excursion.
Well,
for
the
you.
Committeeman would get that for you.
Well, the committeeman?
Yeah, they'd the say, well, we got to have an excursion. We got to go to New York and see what's going on over there.
Oh, I thought Mr. Coryell or somebody like that. Did Coryell pay for it?
He had to.
He had to. It was something the union got.
The union got after me. They didn't talk no nonsense. They talked dirty, boy.
What did you do on these excursions?
Go to New York through Niagara Falls.
And you took a train out of Auburn?
Take a passenger train, yeah.
Hello.
Take it out of Bay City, that's
how right. Often did they have these excursions?
Oh, when they get real tough and they get tough with them, have a big meet and say, well, what are you doing for the men? Let's get something doing for the men, the coal miners there.
Yeah.
And some of them...
In other words, they figured it was time for you guys to blow off a little steam.
Yeah, go to New York.
Before trouble started, so they...
Yeah. And old Bill Fleming's there, Mac, he was a great musician. He liked to hear him play. And
so they went on the...
Went on an excursion to New York, and then the...
And Brother Mac played on the...
He played every instrument that was...
Oh, I mean, did he play on his excursions on the trains, you mean?
He didn't have to. They even sent planes over here to send them to...
Oh, yeah, well, we're getting off the subject here. And Uncle Mac. Now, were most of the guys happy who worked in the mine? I mean, were they satisfied with their job? Or?
Yeah, they wouldn't go anywhere else. Us guys were really honored in Bay City.
You mean it was a respected job?
Oh, yeah.
Who do they respect the most, the guys that worked on top or the diggers that worked on the bottom?
All the men that were making good money. Even Carl and his buddy, they'd work on Saturday and Sunday, cleaned up the tracks where the big lumps would fall off. Oh. So they get through with
you guys work. Just work 5 days a week, the diggers.
Yeah. Well, when I wasn't on digging, I'd get some of that overtime, too.
You mean work on top?
No, work cleaning place? The tracks up where they'd get knocked off coming around the hills with a motor, you know. And the big lumps like that, they'd throw the motor off and you'd have to clean it up Saturday in the overtime. They'd make a lot of money that
well,
way.
You just got paid a regular hour
yeah,
a week
when
for
I,
that,
when I was digging coal, but down in Illinois, I was timberman, they'd ask me to work overtime and help clean up the tracks. They really liked me.
Oh, yeah. Now, in, you say that the owners only had the excursion for you when the union was after them. Did they ever have a picnic, or did they ever give you any bonuses or anything?
Well,
for hard
picnics,
work?
Yeah. Gee, we had picnics and everything.
Where did they have the picnics? Were they right in Auburn or in Bay City?
Yeah. Different places wherever they'd all
the,
get
and
together.
And the owners paid for it?
Out to fairgrounds or anywhere where the committee set it up.
Did you have a lot of bars in the area at that time, a lot of saloons?
Oh, yeah. Cripes, they'd even give us anything we wanted to.
What, the saloon keepers?
Yeah.
I suppose you guys spent a lot of money there.
We sure would.
When did you get paid, like, what night?
Oh, every couple of weeks.
But you get paid on a Friday night?
You know, one of the saloons wanted to sell me 2 barrels of whiskey. I could have got rich on it if I'd have bought it.
Where was you going to sell it, down in the mine or what?
Yeah, they give you $35 for a fifth right at that time, and I could have bought it for 10 cents a shot.
Did the guys ever drink down in the mines?
Oh, yeah, cripes, a lot of them.
All right.
Illinois, they drunk a lot.
I'm talking about Auburn. Let's stay in the Auburn area. Yeah. Did they take bottles of whiskey down in the mines? Or?
If they did, they'd hide them, you know. They wouldn't let the bosses catch them. And they get some mad at some of them mules there. They didn't care what they done.
Who's that?
Some of them drivers.
They get mad at their mules, yeah?
Yeah.
Any of them ever kill a mule down there?
Yeah, gee, they kill a lot of them.
How do they kill them?
Don't put the sprag in, let them go over and cut their legs off. They ain't no good then, yeah. Take them up and shoot them.
That's pretty cool, eh? Pretty cool?
Yeah, some of them guys is mean, I'm telling you.
You mean they let the cars
slide
down and squash them and cut their legs off?
Yeah, and then you get some guy that's half blind or got one eye, and say, I'll sprag, and then they let it go, you know.
Sprag, that's the wooden thing that you put in the wheels.
Yeah,
the
brakes off and you go
cars
down.
Cars, you put the brakes on.
The old mule sliding and sitting in your lap and going down there. And the mules can really hold back when they weigh about 1,400. Like a little gray one. But gee, I could, you know what I could do with that mule? I'd go out and just hook them on 50 or 100 cars and he'd start them all off.
One mule?
One mule, boy, that guy was like...
He had a ton, he had a...
He was like iron, just say. All right.
And the cars weighed almost a ton apiece?
Oh, they
And he'd pull 100 of them.
Pull 100 of them.
Yeah, put me on, all
right. Oh, that guy, he was built solid like you, you know, all muscles and everything. Say, all right, Frank, let's go.
Was that the name of the mule, Frank?
Yeah.
Boy,
he really get on him when he put that power against him. Well, 50 or 100 cars, or 150, I didn't care how many it was.
How long could those mules work? I mean, usually how old were they before they were worked out?
They don't last too long.
Like how many years?
I think the
three,
average.
4 years?
Yeah, no, all the average life is about 10, 12 years, something like that.
And they stay down in mines most of the time?
Yeah. Oh, they think more.
And you said the only time they ever brought them up is when they had a strike.
Yeah.
And then they brought them up and...
Down in Illinois, they had to bring them up every night.
Yeah, you told me that before, huh?
That gas down there, they had to bring them up there.
Well, when they put them up, you said one time that the mules were blind. Did they put blinders over their eyes to get them used to the daylight again once they got them up?
Or? Yeah, they got to take them back down there. They got to get used to them. They're just like a cat or a mouse.
Where did they keep them when they brought them up during the strike?
Well, here in the... They used to keep them out around Auburn there, around Coryell there. Had a lot of woods there, around River Shivers and the Black Diamond there. There was all the woods in there. And
then when the strike was over, they take them back down?
There used to be Indians in there. We used to dig graves and dig up Indian bones in there.
Where was that, around Auburn?
Yeah. Indian reservation.
What was you digging for when you dug that out?
Well, we was digging for, there used to be a lot of Indians around this part of the country.
Oh yeah?
And traveling, and geez, we'd dig down 10 or 12 feet and get tomahawks and bones and everything else.
You were just digging for those?
Yeah, just kids playing.
Oh, just to see how many tomahawks you could find.
Yeah.
When you got these tomahawks, what'd you do with them, man?
We'd sell them to the Sheenies.
A Sheenie? What's a Sheenie?
Oh, them Jews there that had all that, buy any of that junk and made a lot of money out of it.
Oh, yeah?
Take it and sell it over again. Give you a nickel or a dime, and then if we didn't like the price, we'd go and swipe it off in the wagon and sell it to them again.
Okay, let's get back to the mine.
Yeah, they didn't fool us.
You sound like you were a Sheenie.
Well, if we
yeah,
got...
I'm going to devote the...
We got gypped too much, we'd get even with them.
I want to devote the last... part of this interview to some of the funny things that happened down in the mine. Could you now that we've had three or four beers here together, which we neglected to tell the tape earlier, can you remember some of the funny things that happened down in the mine that some historian might want to hear?
Yeah, you know this French one?
No, I don't know that Frenchman. What Frenchman are you talking about?
I was staying with his mother over in Stonington, and I come into town.
Oh, you're talking about Stonington now. You're getting away from the area. Let's stay in Auburn. Some of the funny things that happened in Auburn. Stonington, that's down in Illinois.
Well,
some of the funny things that happened down in the mine. Some of the jokes you used to play on each other while you were down in the mine and that.
Oh, yeah, we'd. The one guy could throw his voice, you know. He says, "Hey, Mac, I just broke through, you know. Just enough to, a little air hole there."
Uh-huh. Broke through into his area, you mean?
Into his room.
In his room?
Yeah. I went over a little 65 feet or something like that, run into his room.
Mm-hmm.
A little coal there. He could throw his voice, and he said, "Hey, Mac, I'm in here." He said, "Would you dig me out?" Well, he says, "Where you at? Where you want me to dig?"
He said, he was trapped, you mean?
Yeah. He says, "I've been in here a long time." And so he says, "Pick a little more where you was picking there and knock down some more so I can hear you better." My shovel come through there and he grabbed it and took it away from me.
Oh, you mean where you were digging?
Yeah.
You thought he was trapped and
yeah.
he stuck it through there?
He said, "Dig me out, will you?"
What did you think when he pulled your shovel out of your hand? Thought a ghost was in there?
Yeah, I said, "What the hell? Maybe I'll let him out and maybe I won't." I was stubborn too, you know. And He was playing a joke on me like that. He said, getting back going, a couple, three other miners in on it too, you know.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
And he did it by throwing his voice, huh?
Yeah, he's throwing his voice. He said, dig me out, you only got a little ways to go. And I said, well, give me a little time. I've been working hard all day. And I'll get you out. Just set tight for a while.
Didn't you say one time that somebody stuck a snake in your lunch pail? Or when you were down in there?
Oh, that was on, let's see. That was out when we was working here in around St. Charles there. Some of them guys working on a project, they put a snake in my pocket.
Put a snake in your pocket?
Yeah. Yeah, we joke all that. I take that sucker out of there and he twiddle it all around my arm and I throw him away like that and get him out of there. And in the same way down in Illinois there, I done the same darn thing. Hogging, they call it.
Hogging?
Yeah, you reach in them holes and get a big fish and bring them out like that. We used to do that.
Oh, that's good. Nothing to do with mining.
No. Oh. But,
well, what about some of the other funny things that happened in the mines? Can you remember anything?
Huh?
Can you remember anything else that's funny? It seemed like you used to tell me a lot of stories about things that happened in the mine.
Oh, yeah, I had so many things that happened to me in different places. And some of the character people that you run into, it's really something. Like old Lochner, he was so crooked, we'd load the car and then he'd put one of his checks on and take mine off.
He used to change the check on
you. Yeah. He made more money.
That was fighting words then, wasn't it? When you caught somebody changing your check.
Oh, yeah, I quit. I walked out on them. I was working out the little mines out around Owosso, that little slope mine.
Yeah.
He begged me to go in there after I'd been out a long time. And he stole my coal and my checks and put his name on it. That's when I got rid of them.
That was
his old lady and everything, so he'd make more.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you, did you enjoy the total experience in the mine? I mean, did you look back at it now as some of the better years of your life? Or?
Oh, yeah. I made some good money down in Illinois there. Boy, I had timberman of that mine hadn't have blown up there, I'd have got over my 10 years in.
Oh, yeah?
In one Peabody.
10 years, that's what you need for
a
retirement.
Yeah, black lung and has some proof of it.
All right. I think that's the reason you cough today so much.
Yeah.
I noticed you coughed 3 or 4 times during the interview.
Oh, yeah. I could probably get it, but gee, there's so many guys that died and got old and you don't remember them and different ones and been traveling around. And
do you think that that black lung disease is something that most of the miners got?
Yeah.
What caused it? The dust?
The dust.
In the mine?
You can't see it.
Didn't you have any kind of mask or nothing you could use to keep it out?
Oh, you don't pay any attention to it.
You don't pay any attention to it? Didn't you cough down in the mine when you got in your throat or?
Yeah, but you have enough whiskey and beer and get tight and you forget all about it, that's all.
If you take, you're talking about that you took what you took down in the mine with you, or?
No.
Or did you try to stay drunk most of the time that you didn't bother you?
There was nothing bothering me anyway. I was a good, big, healthy man, and nothing didn't bother me, or any fights, or anybody called my hand, they had a scrap on their hand.
Was that because the coal miners gained a reputation for being tough, is that?
Yeah.
That's why you always thought you were tough? Because you had that reputation of you?
Well, I was tough.
Well, what was the main, what was the climate or the atmosphere of the main down there? You said it was wet.
These mines were wet.
The ones in Auburn you're talking
yeah,
about?
Yeah, but down in Illinois, the gas, Jesus, you had to worry about that. You didn't blow yourself up. The gas was oozing out.
Was it in Auburn, besides being wet, was it hot down there? Or was it cold from?
Well, when you went to work, you was hot all the time. You was sweating.
Yeah.
You're getting out that much
cold. Was it really cold? What was the temperature about? I mean,
you wasn't out in no blizzard. You was glad to get out in there and work.
During the winter time, you're talking.
Yeah. And you could work.
Was it cold most of the time in the summertime too? Did you have to work with a jacket on or?
No, geez.
No.
When you got on there and went to work and load the.
Yeah, but was it really cold or was it warm?
You never noticed that. You was working and wet and sweating and you didn't have time to think about that. You went down there to work.
Most of the time your clothes were,
yeah.
was wet from sweat and water both.
Yeah.
A lot of water dripping down there.
Yeah. And looking out for the other guy.
What do you mean looking out for the other guy?
Well, the machine man, when they'd pull in, didn't sink their machine and then start sawing the crop. You had to fire them up with his timber. You was busy, you didn't have time to think of other stuff.
Alright.
And when they'd go by, you'd set one post and then you'd put two more there.
After they cut the...
And they hitch it right into the coal. Hold that end up, and another timber, and when they get on by that, you put another timber. Follow them right up.
Follow the machine cutter.
Yeah, so
he's
they
cutting
don't,
out the coal.
So they don't get killed. They come into one of them slips, and the machine and the barn come right down on them and kill them. I've seen that happen.
In Auburn?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. They didn't get the timber up there in time where?
No. They didn't know how to do it. It wasn't good enough.
Well, how come Ruffershaver says he never seen that many people get killed?
He was working out on the pot, on the motor.
Yeah, but he would have known.
And up top.
Did you ever have a cave-in where a bunch of guys got killed? Do you remember where a bunch of them got trapped down in there?
I had some of the old noise there.
But not in the Auburn
I was
area.
Too good at a timber one. I wouldn't. I had a fresh one there, and I put my hand up there, and I heard a big crack. I said, we got to get out of here and put some timber up before we start loading. Oh, he said, well, we got a lot of coal now, you don't want to work. And I said, you don't want to either, I said. I said, I'm the best timberman in the mine. I said, you better get out of here and go and hunt for a couple of timbers. And then we'll push the car up and load it. And I went out and I said, come on. Oh, and he raised a big storm about it. And I went and got a couple of timbers and brought them up there. And he come out and he's sitting there waiting. He said, when are we going to start loading this here? I said, when do we get these timbers up? He's out there waiting for me and the whole damn thing caved in. Whole 100 feet.
What happened to him?
You can see the grass root. Well, I guess he shit his pants right there and sweating. He said, geez, I'm glad you told me that. I'd have been covered up in that.
Did you ever get trapped down in the mine?
Huh? Oh, I got my lights blown out.
Your lights blown out? You mean your headlamp?
My headlamp. I walked out.
Where was that?
Oh.
Did anything happen to you in Auburn? Did you get trapped in the mine in Auburn?
Oh, yeah.
How'd you get trapped in a mine in Auburn?
Oh, them guys run out and they lied to me. They said, light my shots and I'll holler and tell you before I leave. And they go out, Lockner and old Angelo's brother, Pete Ferrier. And them guys walked out, Lockner sneaked out.
Sneaked out of the mine, you mean?
Yeah, without telling me. Let their shot.
You let their shots, or not?
I let their shots and...
Then they went up to the cage and went out?
Cole come down about that much and hit him in the head, but...
And knock you out, or?
Knocked my light off. I had to walk all the way to the bottom, 3 miles.
And you... How'd you get out in the morning? Or, I mean, did they, Don't they check on you when you come up to see if you're out?
No. Melvin, he, come into Shannon and found my clothes, and he said McAllister must have got killed.
Melvin, who's that, Skelton, you mean?
Yeah, Skelton. He says his clothes are in there yet, hanging in the war shanty.
Well, didn't they come down and check on you?
Well, I just come out and I rung the bell over there. I'd walked all the way them 3 miles in the dark, feeling the switches at night.
Feeling the switches?
Yeah.
I mean on the...
All the switches pointing to the bottom, yeah. If that coal would have knocked me out, I'd have been right in the room there and died in there with the shots going off or got killed or something.
And they just took off and left then? Didn't
yeah,
check on
didn't
you
tell me. Didn't holler, tell me they were going. The sneaks, you know, a lot of sneaks.
Pete Ferriero and who was it?
Oh, Lochner's old man, Andy Lochner, and this here other guy that...
You were lighting shots?
Yeah, I said, the hell with you, light your own shot. Another guy in Bay City, he wanted me to light him, and I suppose he's still around, he's about half blind.
Yeah, he's the guy you talked about earlier in the interview. Did you, is that the only time you ever got trapped down in there?
Yeah.
And you got up what? I suppose it was after dark by the time you got up there.
No, it was daylight next morning.
Oh, you didn't get up till the next morning? Oh.
No, I worked all... I followed them switches all night long, bend over, feeling which way...
And they just thought you were dead, so they... And then send nobody to check, huh?
No, Melvin come in and said, well, McAllister must have got killed. He didn't come out. Old Melvin said, his clothes are hanging there. He come in a washroom.
And your good clothes are hanging there?
Good clothes are
so
hanging.
So you missed the train that night, huh? Well, what about your dad? Where was your dad then?
My dad?
Yeah.
Oh, Dad had been dead then.
Oh, he had been dead already.
Yeah. Dad wasn't working on it.
Well, did they tell you they were sorry or anything? Or,
no.
When you got to see them, or did you
no,
punch them up?
No, stupid people. They wouldn't, they didn't know enough to do that.
Yeah.
That's why a guy gets so bitter.
Well, how come there wasn't somebody up above to check on you when you come out? Did they care much about safety, or? When you have safety inspectors or anything to...
Oh, there's some of them guys, they'll lie like hell to get somebody else to do their dirty work. They don't care about you. Like Pete Ferriero or... Lochner. He was jealous of me. He thought I was going with his old lady, I guess. He didn't care where I got.
Oh, yeah, that's one. That's it.
Yeah.
And he worked it out in the mines, huh?
Yeah.
Well, Dad, this is just about the end of the interview. I got a couple minutes left here. And maybe you'll tell me your age so I can put this down here. The birth certificate shows you're born 1900, you'd be 74 now.
Yeah. Yeah, 74. I gotta go along with that. Bert wouldn't change his mind or he will.
Oh, yeah.
So, I wasn't, I didn't want to fight them and everything. I had enough other trouble.
So you think Cole was, coal mining as a whole was quite a good experience for you.
Oh, yeah.
And do you think it helped Auburn quite a bit? Auburn and Bay City? Do you think it did a lot for the area?
Yeah. sure did. And some of them people really love me, and some of the Bay City guys. There used to be some good Polish guys over there. They'd really, we go to them dances and get in the jamboree, well, they'd really get out and fight for you.
Oh yeah, your coal mining buddies, huh?
Yeah.
You said earlier there were a lot of friends.